In the dark of night, surrounded by rocky cliffs, a Utah National Guard Black Hawk helicopter crew braved dangerous conditions to rescue an injured hiker. This was in the High Uinta Wilderness last night. The 20-year-old man had fallen from a steep route below King's Peak, the highest point in the state. Chief Warrant Officer Brady Cloward is with me live now on the Newsline. You were on the chopper for this rescue?
Yes, sir. I was one of the pilots.
Okay, this happened in a place where you have to deal with thin air. It's high altitude. There are steep cliffs, and you're in the dark. How intimidating are those conditions?
It's something we train for all the time. It can be it can put you on high alert, but I wouldn't say intimidated was the word we would use. Very alert and very aware of our surroundings.
I would imagine everybody aboard the chopper has to have tremendous trust in that pilot.
It's we've all worked together quite a bit, and this is what we train to do.
Okay, well, Utah has a lot of talented chopper crews. We have a DPS team, there's the medical choppers. So why weren't they able to grab this guy? Why do you call in the Blackhawks?
The aircraft limitations for the other ones are a big factor. We have quite the powerhouse with the UH-60. The altitude is of where this guy was at was a huge environmental limitations, and with winds and everything else up there, there just wasn't the a power for a lesser equipped aircraft. Go ahead.
Briefly, how did the rescue take place? So you get up there and...
As soon as we came in, we saw the rescue crews on ground. They had their lights on. We started doing. We started analyzing where he was and how we were going to attempt the rescue and to see if even landing was a possibility. We determined that it was easiest to just use a hoist cable and lower our medic down. And our paramedic Zach Kessler packaged the patient, did treatment on the ground while we orbited overhead. And afterwards, we came in and picked him up and did a transfer for life flight 7 miles down the canyon area.
And the victim is in the hospital now. He's going to make it?
I haven't been updated on the victim status. After we passed him over to life flight, we kind of left it to them.
It is amazing the work you do. Do you get called in on these kind of cases that often?
This is actually the first time that the guard has been used for a hoist mission like this. So it's truly amazing, and it's such a great feeling to be able to do something for Utahns and to give back. We hope we can continue to do that with the emergency response teams.
Well, that was an amazing effort the other night, and thank you for your service.
Thank you. It's a fun job. I appreciate it. I wouldn't do anything else.